Hello, and a good day to you, kind people. You have found Emma's House Music's fourth episode for 2019, once more introducing six recent indie pop releases, plus one favorite from a while ago. As that is really all you want to know for a start, why not get things going straight away? Deep Cut are a band from London whose music has strong ties to the 90s UK indie scene. This isn't much of a surprise when you know that their musical mastermind is Matt Flint of 90s UK indie band Revolver. Deep Cut's third album is called Different Planet. It came out in January, and it's got a bit of psychedelia, a bit of powerful pop, and a bit of shoegaze on it. Probably easier to say it's something of a cross between Lush and the Darling Birds, but you know, these kinds of cheap comparisons never do any band any justice, and Deep Cut are pretty fantastic in their own right. Here they are with Last Goodbye. Last Goodbye by Deep Cut from their new album Different Planet, out now as a self-released CD. Coming from the UK, we'll move to sunny Spain next, Barcelona to be precise, where we'll spend some time with Power Rocker and RJ Sinclair, who are in other bands as well but have had their own duo going for the last 6 years under the name of Lost Tapes, and they've put out a number of great singles in that time. The latest of those has just been released as a 7-inch vinyl by Shelf Life in the US and Coquelico Records in Spain. It's called The Bill, and we're going to play the title track of it. And, well, having just talked of the unfairness of cheap comparisons, let's just say this really is like orange juice and Haircut 100 rolled into one, is it not? Here's The Bill from Lost Tapes.
Mm-hmm.
That was Lost Tapes with The Bill, taken from their single of the same title out now. As we progress around Planet Indie Pop, one of our regular listeners got in touch after our last episode to say they were intrigued by our mention of the indie pop scene in Southeast and East Asia, but didn't particularly fancy the track from Japan we played as an example. Well, always eager to please, we'll give it another go and go back to a track that was released back in December by a duo from Palembang in Indonesia. They're called Lazy Eye. They started out last year and have a total of 2 tracks as digital releases out so far. One of them is called Sun Lover and is a beautiful, upbeat piece of bedroom pop. Here's Lazy Eye.
Go against the wind. Sky is me.
track called Sun Lover by Lazy Eye from Indonesia. Moving further to the east, we end up in the US for the next two tracks. The first of these comes from a tiny do-it-yourself label in Houston, Texas, called Poison Moon Records, who have so far focused their work on local artists. They are co-run by Kirk Campbell, who also has his solo musical project under the name of K. Campbell. His new single came out a few weeks ago and is a raw power pop gem. It's called Heads Up, and here's K. Campbell. Campbell from Houston's Poison Moon Records with Heads Up. The second US song on today's episode comes from three-piece dream pop outfit Star Tropics from Chicago. Star Tropics had their debut LP Lost World out in the summer of 2017, have been a bit quiet since then, but have just returned with this new song we're going to play called The Other Side of Midnight. The band say there's more new stuff in the works, but no release plans as yet, so let's hope someone will pick up this excellent group and put their new stuff out. In the meantime, we're happy to have The Other Side of Midnight.
Thank you.
Star Tropics with their new song, The Other Side of Midnight. As we get to the end of our section of recent songs, the geography just falls into place and we end that section for today in the UK, where it began. Mammoth Penguins from Cambridge have made a lot of friends and fans since starting out about 5 years back, and they've come to be the main one of many bands Emma Cooper has contributed to since the demise of Standard Fare. Mammoth Penguin's second album is out on Fika Recordings in April, and the first single of it is called I Wanna. The chorus of the song finds a rather striking formula for the general indifference you feel towards everything else but your love when you're in love. This is Mammoth Penguins. The lead single from the new Mammoth Penguins album out soon, finishing our run of 6 recent songs for today's episode of Emma's House Music. Our proper finish for this time, as always our track from way back, comes from Australia, and it has to do with the fact that one of my favorite bands ever announced that they will release their second album this summer. Their debut LP came out in 1993, so with just 26 years between the two records, I'm not sure, even as we speak, aren't maybe rushing things a bit too fast, but still, I'm very excited about this announcement, because I've always felt with, even as we speak, that as long as there's music in the universe that is this beautiful and this weird at the same time, not all is lost. The new record can be expected to be released on Emotional Response Records, the Flagstaff, Arizona label that is being run by Stu Anderson and Jen Terrell from Boy Racer and countless other bands, and all of this is reason enough to revisit Even As We Speak's debut today. So we're going to leave you with Straight As An Arrow from that record. And that's our finish for today. I'm looking forward to the next episode and hope you will join us again then. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, take good care of yourselves. Pre-order the new Even As We Speak album from Jen and Stu as soon as you get the chance, and be nice.